It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
Cool.
Remember back in the day, there were oldies radio stations? So
There still are. What are you talking about?
Well, yeah, but now they don't play like songs from the 50s and 60s. They try to change every year.
So oldies is, they keep bringing it up every year. So now oldies is considered 80s, 90s, and today.
Right. So, but oldies radio stations, I remember when they would play like the 50s and your parents would listen to it. But now oldies stations, like, for example, CBS FM New York, when I was living in New York, we would listen all the time because we liked a certain jock that was on the air on that station. But
made us laugh, yeah.
Made us laugh. And they played just shit music that was fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they were considered, and still is considered, an oldie station. So oldie stations now, every year they add songs.
Uh-huh.
So when they add a song, you go, oh, shit, that's old now.
Yeah, like, how do you know you're old? Well, they're playing one of your favorite songs that you listened to in high school on the oldie station.
CBS FM just added Britney Spears' Oops, I Did It Again.
No.
Waiting For Tonight by Jennifer Lopez, and this is how we do it.
Oh, God. Oh, God, that hurts. Ow, ow, ow. Oh, man.
That's oldies. Okay. K-Earth 101 in L.A. just added Coldplay Clocks.
Sucky song. Ugh, who cares?
But it was, we were playing it when it was a current.
It's a good point. Yeah. No, but that's not, the Coldplay's not an oldies. I mean, Coldplay.
They just added it to an oldies station.
I know, but that was 2010.
I know, that makes you want to jump out the window. They also added Warren G and Nate Dogg's Regulate.
Whoa. Okay, that hurts.
Yeah, WLS in Chicago just added Drift Away by Uncle Cracker.
Well, that's a remake of an old song. So that's a new old song. But you're right, it is. Okay, so here's what's scary.
The new old song is considered an old song now.
Old song, yeah, that's really scary. And the scary thing is, I just said 2010 as if it was yesterday. You know, 2010 was 12 years ago. That's fucked up.
Okay, ROR in Boston just added Blind Melon No Rain.
Oh my God.
No Doubt Don't Speak. Bare Naked Ladies 1 Week. Alanis Morissette, Head Over Feet and Ironic.
Cream, oh my God.
Higher and Third Eye Blind, Semi Charmed Life.
Okay, so the 90s is now oldies.
Old
is what you're telling me. Songs from the 90s are oldies. That hurts. Like, like, where were you when you learned that you were old? I was on the radio with Anthony. I was on our podcast when he told me that the songs I listened to when I was younger are now considered oldies.
I love that Cool 108 in Minneapolis is making news that they added MC Hammer's You Can't Touch This.
Yeah, who cares about that song, though?
No, I'm saying they're making a big deal. You're kind of late on that.
Yeah, exactly. That's an old song that's been an old song for a long time.
They just added Green Day, When I Come Around, and Boulevard of Broken Dreams, and Basket Case.
Okay, that's scary.
Somebody
that
dropped off a Green Day CD to them. Dropped off Dookie, and they said, what the hell, we'll put it in. Basket Case is an oldie.
Wow.
It's on your grandma's station.
Wow. And if you think about it, like, Green Day was so edgy. Those guys were like, you know, with their under eye makeup, and they
throwing dirt on the crowd.
Yeah, spitting on the crowd, taking out their peenies, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, they were pretty edgy. It's weird to think that that kind of music is now on the oldie station.
DUV in Tampa, they just added Jesus Jones Right Here, Right Now. Kind of late on that one, guys.
You're very late. That was an old song when it came out.
And the song that saved our ass many a day, Delamitri, Roll to Me, because it was 2 minutes long.
Right.
I could always time to the top of the hour when Delamitri rolled to me.
Yeah, but that's another oldie song that was always oldies. Because when I first started in radio, that was an old song that, exactly, if I needed an extra 2 minutes, that's a song you would throw in there just to, like, cover some time to get you to the top of the hour so you can play the legal ID.
Yeah. So that song got you out of many a jam.
Many a jam.
Okay, yeah. So you're driving around Denver listening to Cool 105 with Grandma, okay? And Backstreet Boys' Quit Playing Games With My Heart comes on. Foo Fighters' Learn to Fly and My Hero.
No, I don't accept that. I do not accept that those are oldies. No. I'm taking a hit out on that program director.
Blink 182, All the Small Things.
Are you serious? Oh my God, the 90s are oldies.
Linkin Park, In the End, just got added by Cool 105 in Denver. Yeah.
Oh my God. You know, I feel my arthritis kicking in as you say this.
No doubt, It's My Life just got added.
Okay, I will now need an AARP card now that you're saying all this.
K104.7 is now the station that Bob and Sherry went on. Mm-hmm. So they're now on K104.7 in Charlotte. They just added Bad Company, Feel Like Making Love.
No, that's old. That's a really, really, really old
song. But they
song.
Had
that's
a like, meeting to right? say, I think this is going to be a hit.
But that's a rock and roll oldie. See, that's the thing about rock stations, at least here in New York, I've noticed. The rock stations are still playing songs from the 60s and 70s. And they're not calling them oldies. They're just calling them rock and roll songs. So that fits into that category.
No. I'm thinking of three old guys sitting in an office going, what songs are we going to add this year? And they're in San Antonio at KONO, and they right. said, TLC Waterfalls, I think it's time we add it. I think that might be a hit.
Oh, my God.
Ricky Martin, Livin' La Vida Loca, they added.
No, are you serious?
Yeah, they just added Selena, I Could Fall in Love.
Wait, I love that Ricky Martin is like, well, what's going on with my career? You know, I'm still touring and all that, but wait a minute, I'm having a resurgence.
I'm blowing up.
What the hell's going on? I'm blowing up.
KOLA in California, in Riverside, California, is like the real big oldie station.
Yeah.
They just added Lady Gaga, Bad Romance.
That hurts.
Katy Perry, Hot and Cold and Firework.
No. Unacceptable.
Pink,
no, but those songs
So are- What and Just Like a Pill.
No, those songs are from the 2000s. Those are current. Those are, well, they're not current, but they're not oldies.
Your grandma is listening to Neon Trees Animal right now.
Jesus.
And they also, just for shits and giggles, just added Bob Marley Jammin'.
Doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
They added Bob Marley Jammin' and Neon Trees Animal in the same week.
None of that makes any sense. My favorite thing is that how my mom is going to call me and be like, do you know this singer Pink? She's really good.
What's this Bad Romance by Lady Gaga? I think she's going to be huge.
Who's Lady Gaga?
Kelly Clarkson's Stronger, What Doesn't Kill You, they just added also. So they're on top of it. That they're adding all these hit songs to these oldie stations.
Have all these people been in comas? Like, they just wake up and be like, oh, Kelly Clarkson, the woman from the TV, she was a musician.
Yeah, wow, I kind of like this song. It's called Stronger. She's the girl that hosts that song contest on NBC.
Wait until they hear about Christina Aguilera.
Well, they added Cher Believe, too, so... Cher said, thank you. Thanks for the ad.
And I love it. Like, the four gays that live there are like, finally.
We've been calling every week.